in your life, you have the bulk of the power in the reality that you do experience from your decisions. So those decisions are influenced by whether we have expansive beliefs or limited beliefs. And I'm going to define that as really any belief can become a limiting belief if it is no longer serving you, if it doesn't allow for you to be in your highest potential. And part of being human is bumping up against those perceived limitations again and again and again. And when you learn how to identify these, and then you get very good at moving through them, when you do that, you are able to access greater levels of success, greater levels of fulfillment, freedom, flow, and on and on and on.
This is Euphoric Evolution, a podcast all about inner spiritual growth for abundance, where we bridge the spiritual into the practical, the energetic into the physical. I'm Mikosina Jezer. I'm a spiritual teacher and oracle, speaker and author, and I'm passionate about catalyzing tomorrow's leaders into consciousness and transformation. So if you're a spiritual seeker and know you're called for more, let's begin your transformation.
Yeah, but did you have to work hard in the beginning in order to experience ease now? That's what a client asked me a few weeks ago, and I thought it was the perfect opportunity to dive into, number one, identifying those limiting beliefs that you have, and then also, how do you break through those? Because truth be told, I've had to break through many limiting beliefs on this journey to, number one, become a shaman, and number two, build a seven-figure business. But also, it's an ongoing journey. It is something that I am by no means perfect at. And I think that's the beauty of being human. So if you are interested in really unlocking your next level of success, of abundance, of love, of all the amazingness that life has to offer, understanding how to identify your limiting beliefs is so crucial. So this idea, just so that you know how I responded, when she asked if I had to work hard in the beginning of my business that I could experience ease now. And what I asked her in reply to that, well, what is hard? Define hard. Because so much of our reality that we experience is dependent upon our perception, how we see the world. And on an even deeper level, our self-perception, meaning our identity, who we think we are. So for example, if you are an Olympic runner and someone asks you, is running hard? They would look at you and say, well, no, because running is an expression of who they see themselves as. Whereas if you were to ask someone who spent their entire day on the couch binging Netflix, is running hard? They're going to say yes, because they haven't yet developed the identity of a runner, of someone who experiences that challenge day in, day out, and it is their norm. So I think we've got to really start to understand that our self-perception, how we identify who we think we are, is influencing our decisions. We have 12,000 to 60,000 decisions every day, most of them unconscious, but it is being influenced by our self-perception. And those decisions are what is creating our reality. Now, I'm saying that, but I also have to expand on that a little bit, because in the spiritual space, higher level teachings have been just blanketly applied. And honestly, if you have not yet mastered being human, some of those concepts, while true, can be potentially destructive because they don't make room for your human. And so to make room for your human, I want you to understand that, yes, your decisions are creating your reality. And also, you are co-creating this reality with others. So I'm adding this caveat because I don't like the connotation that comes through of like all of your decisions are why you've experienced some of the bullshit that you experienced. No. That's not it. super high level spiritually, if you are understanding that this is all one big consciousness, yes. However, we're not going to work with that understanding. We're going to work from a human level because you chose to be human and individuate, meaning to be an individual, and to also co-create with other individuals who are also making decisions. And we're doing this all together, okay? However, in your life, you have the bulk of the power in the reality that you do experience from your decisions. So those decisions are influenced by whether we have expansive beliefs or limited beliefs. And I'm going to define that as really any belief can become a limiting belief if it is no longer serving you, if it doesn't allow for you to be in your highest potential. And part of being human is bumping up against those perceived limitations again and again and again. And when you learn how to identify these, and then you get very good at moving through them, which by the way, I'm very good at moving through them. When you do that, you are able to access greater levels of success, greater levels of fulfillment, freedom, flow, and on and on and on. In fact, I've had so many people tell me, Mikosi, the way that you are able to shift a belief in like 5 seconds is incredible. How are you doing that? Well, the first thing is that we've got to understand that we can have limiting beliefs about anything in all areas of our life. And also they can trickle over. So we are not compartmental beings. If, for example, we have a limiting belief or a limited perception of ourselves in the area of our health, that is going to affect our money and our relationship, our experience with money, okay? And so these beliefs can pop up anywhere. Now, if from my perspective, when our higher self or our soul desires to have a specific kind of experience, desires to evolve in a certain way, immediately what starts happening is we decide, we get that opportunity, and then the universe starts aligning experiences in our reality that show us where our limitations are that keep us from having that experience, from that being our current reality. This universe responds to alignment, not time. So when we align to what our soul's desires are, not our ego's desires, but our soul's true desires are, any place where we may have a limitation will start to be magnified. We will have certain synchronicities and certain events, etc., that show up in our life as obstacles that present us with the exact place we have limiting beliefs. So if you have been feeling stuck, stagnant, plateaued, lacking motivation or passion, there may be a limiting belief that is standing in your way. So one of the things that I notice about identifying these limiting beliefs is they usually come through either can't, should, or have to. So working with a coach like myself and my team, or having friends who also have a similar growth mindset, to be able to identify and catch yourself when you utilize those terms, I can't, I have to, I should, or notice where you are judging others with can't, should, or have to. Like they should spend their money on insert blank, or they have to show up in this certain way. And you can swap out they for I, because really what you're saying is that you believe at that moment that you should do X, Y, Z. And then you can start to explore, okay, if you believe that you have to, or you can't do something, or you should do something, what is the ripple effect of that? And again, a belief can be expansive at one point in your life. It could be limiting at another point in your life. So if you find a limiting belief, right, then that means that it's not serving that next evolution of self. So I'll give you an example of this. Early on in my own entrepreneurial career, where I was just getting my first business really up and running, and my husband was the one making money, not a ton of money, but he was the one primarily making money. And I was still trying to find my way in business. one of the things that was serving at that time was for me to coupon, to search for deals, and so on and so forth. That was serving at that time because it was expansive to have plenty of food for us, right? And also to not put excess pressure on the budget that we had, on the money that was coming in at that exact moment. However, that same belief became a limitation when I would, now I'm making money in my business and I'm trying to create more time to spend time with the ones that I care about, to, you know, invest in my education and connecting with clients and all of that. That became a hindrance when now I was spending 5 hours every week trying to save, let's say, $100 a week, where at one time that made a lot of sense because of the limited budget that we were working in. Once I started recognizing, oh, I'm holding on to this idea that I have to buy the cheapest, I have to coupon and save as much money as possible on this, etc. And I was using time that was better spent actually creating more money. So it's not that belief is wrong. It's that at one point, that belief was serving. And then I got to a place where that belief was no longer serving. It was no longer supporting who I was becoming. Okay. So I don't want to blanket state and say, oh, these are all horrible beliefs. But I will say that context matters, right? If you know that you are here to create a movement, if you know that you are here to create a certain level of impact in the world, being able to identify these limiting beliefs is crucial. It's so crucial. Maybe you have the belief that I can't take a day off. I can't take a day off. Well, you want to start to explore, number one, what's going to happen if you take a day off? What does it mean? What are you making it mean to take a day off? We ask clients a lot about what something means because we tell ourselves stories about reality. And oftentimes, number one, it's not true at all. And number two, the story gives us insight into how that is going to create a certain reality. And once you identify that story, once you explore that meaning, you can start to see, oh, that's not going to create the reality that I want. So then we can start to look at, all right, in order to break through, what are more expansive meanings? What are more expansive beliefs that I can try on? And who would I be if I believed that? So I take clients through exercises where we explore multiple beliefs. And ultimately, you get to choose. You have the power to choose. My next level, that version of me sees money as an endless resource. Well, who would I be? What characteristics would I have developed in order to make that reality? The next piece of this, or the last piece that I think is really crucial, is it's not enough to believe something. I know that in lots of manifestation spaces, everyone says, oh, you just need to believe it. No, just because I believe, my son asked me this morning when we were walking to the gym, he asked me if I was short. And I said, no, I'm the tallest person in the world. Well, just because I believe that I'm the tallest person in the world, not that I actually believe that, just because I believe that doesn't make it true. What it does do is influence the decisions that I make and the actions that I take. Okay. So we want to take actions that support that more expansive experience, that support that next level. And what this does is it creates a feedback loop that says, see, I am this person. See, this belief is true. But if we just try to ingrain beliefs that we haven't embodied yet, it will feel like a lie inside. This is why for a lot of people, affirmations don't work, because unless you already are like adjacent to that affirmation and can kind of buy into it, it feels like a lie, which creates greater levels of separation in your being, right? Because you don't see yourself that way. If you are, let's say, depressed and you're telling yourself, I am happy, you know that that's not true. And so it creates that separation. It creates a greater sense of lack because you're like, I don't feel that way. So that's why truth is very powerful. And one of the best ways to create truth, to start to see truth, is through the action. You can either look back to the past and look to others for evidence that you are indeed that person with that belief. And also, once you start taking the aligned actions from that place, it creates this feedback of, see, I am this person. See, I can be this way. See, this is true. And then over time, after about 50, 70, 80 pieces of evidence that you are indeed that person, it starts to feel like truth. And that is how it becomes your reality. Now you're taking those decisions without even having to think about it as much. So I hope this is giving you some insight into how these limiting beliefs might be popping up in your reality. Be sure and share this with a friend that you think could benefit. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Euphoric Evolution. If you found this valuable, be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review with your biggest takeaway. Be sure to share with someone you care about if you know they'll also find value in this episode. You can also visit theroyalshaman.com to take my free consciousness quiz, where you'll uncover your current stage of consciousness, identify your current blockages, and define which steps you can take next to align with your highest potential. You can also see the show notes to find our socials. In Euphoria,